Second Ward Alderman Brian Hopkins represents neighborhoods spanning from Streeterville and the Gold Coast to Lincoln Park, Bucktown, and Ukrainian Village. Good morning, Alderman. I want to ask you first about what's happening on Michigan Avenue with those smash and grabs. Are you confident police have a handle on that now?
Well, you know, no, I'm not. But I'm confident that they're trying just about everything they can right now. You know, it's like anything. The criminals try to stay one step ahead of whatever we're doing. And we have made some adjustments. You know, we're doing some different tactical things in response. You see things like stores like Neiman Marcus are using dogs, trained dogs now. And, you know, we're trying a variety of things. But the trend is still going in the wrong direction. You know, the numbers so far for 2022 suggest we're on a path to have an increase in crime this year, increase in carjackings and retail theft as well. So while we're making an effort to stop it so far, the criminals seem to be staying one step ahead of us.
We've really got an image problem and a PR problem as well, don't we?
We do. You know, it makes international headlines. You know, anytime there's a prominent attack on one of the high-end retailers on Michigan Avenue, you know, these are companies that have a strong presence in Europe as well. You know, it winds up in the newspaper in Paris talking about, you know, look what's happening in Chicago, you know. So tourism suffers. Our reputation suffers. Our trade show industry suffers. It just has a cascading effect that really affects our economy because we rely on tourism to generate significant sums of money to pay our bills. And right now we're struggling. It's down about 25%.
Yeah, and you've got large vacancies on Michigan Avenue, Water Tower Place. What is going to happen to that vertical shopping mall? I know vertical shopping malls are in trouble everywhere, but to have that former jewel of Michigan Avenue with all those vacancies is something that is really bad for the city.
Yeah, that was disturbing news to think that the owner of Water Tower Place would just hand the keys over. You know, he didn't even try to fight the foreclosure effort, just said, you know what, we're done, we're out of here, and walked away and lost all their equity. The good news is, however, the new owner, the lender that took it over, MetLife, is committed to putting some money into it and turning it around. And we think that, you know, their optimism should be encouraging to the rest of the city. They're not giving up. You know, you're correct in that vertical malls are really not the wave of the future for retail. But by virtue of its location on Michigan Avenue, there certainly is a lot of potential to do some other things with that property that could return it to economic viability. And if you go there today, by the way, it's really only one floor out of the seven that has noticeable vacancies. The sixth floor really doesn't look very good. It's probably about half vacant. But all the other floors are still thriving and still buzzing. And, there's shoppers, there's stores. You know, they've done their best to conceal, the vacuum left by Macy's. And there's some interest in possible tenants right now to take over the Macy's space. So we're hoping that the new owner can have some good news in the next couple of months to announce a replacement for at least some of the Macy's vacancy. But right now, if you're a tourist and you walk into Water Tower Place, you're probably not going to notice anything out of the ordinary. And hopefully you'll spend some money in some of the stores that are thriving.
Alderman, don't you think we need more ground level restaurants on Michigan Avenue? Maybe cafes so more people can hang out on the street and then shop?
I do, and a recent study by the Urban Land Institute concluded as much. You know, in the past, the Michigan Avenue sidewalks were, you know, the most crowded sidewalks in Chicago, and once in a while, someone would say, hey, I want to put a sidewalk cafe in front of my building, and we would have to say, you know what, you can't do that. There's no room. You know, you'll be pushing pedestrians onto the curb, so we can't do that. Well, right now, we can. We don't have that pedestrian count that we did pre-pandemic, so there's an opportunity to reinvent the Michigan Avenue sidewalks and to really bring a new purpose to them. So a place to hang out, a place to have a cup of coffee or a cappuccino or a lounge or eat a meal. So that is absolutely something that is in the planning stages going forward. And we have to reinvent the entire Mag Mile, not just Water Tower Place, but the entire Mag Mile, because the the old days of brick and mortar retail, you know, being the dominant force, that's gone. You know, it'll still be a part of the overall mix, but you have to give people another reason to come down to Michigan Avenue other than just filling their shopping bags with merchandise.
Yeah, absolutely. Alderman Brian Hopkins also represents Ukrainian Village. Alderman, I've got an idea. I want to get some Ukrainian flags here and give them away and get people to display those flags. What do you think?
Good luck with that. There's only two manufacturers in America that make the small handheld Ukrainian flags. And we're on like a 6-month back order right now.
No
in fact,
kidding.
We have one company in Chicago. It's well known. It's often confused with a media empire, WGN, right?
Right, there's the WGN flag company.
WGN flag company has no affiliation with the broadcast network. But they are a family owned company. They've been in business for generations. And that was my first call because, you know, being the alderman who represents Ukrainian Village, you know, I'm in parades and doing all these other things. And we wanted those small handheld 3x5 Ukrainian flags. Can't get them. They're being sold as fast as they can manufacture them. Now, there's some bigger flags that you might be able to obtain. And if you go to this part of my ward, pretty much every house has a Ukrainian flag, either in the window or the lawn. You know, it's just an expression not only of cultural pride, but of support, you know, for the effort that's going on to defend the country.
I want to get those big ones because I think people will want to display them. And let's stay in touch on that, okay?
Sure, absolutely.
Alderman Brian Hopkins, thanks for the time this morning. Talk to you soon,
thanks,
I hope.